Welcome to another episode of the I'm Undeniable podcast. I'm your host, Alex Sundar, and I'm here to drop some major fucking bombs and perspective on how to become unbreakable in your mind, body, and soul. And in today's episode, what I'm going to be talking about is how to overcome self. I got one hell of a guest speaker here. You know, I don't think I'll do the best introduction because he'll probably be able to do a better job than me. But, you know, we work together. He's my brother. You know, we're really, really, you know, really, really close. And I've seen his growth over the years. And he's also a fitness coach as well. And one of the reasons why I wanted to bring him on is because he has overcome so much on his personal life. And we're going to be diving into his mindset, his fitness journey, where he kind of first started, where is he at now, where is his long-term goals at, and how he overcomes his own self every single damn day. So let me introduce you to the room. Carson Norheim, welcome. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I think this is my first time ever being a guest on someone else's podcast. I definitely have my own, but first time being a guest on someone else's. So, man, I'm good. You know, got my training in this morning, and here we are. I'm ready to, you know, share some value with some peeps. How are you?
Sweet. Good. I'm good, man. So yeah. I'm gonna kind of lay this out here because when we were talking before, Carson's like, "Can you send me some questions?" And I was like debating on even sending you a question. So how I like to do these podcasts, you know, if you guys are tuning in listening, is I like to go off the vibe of the atmosphere here, right? So, but before we kind of go into stuff, why don't you let the audience know who you are? Who's Carson?
What a loaded question, man. How do you really, who are you? No, I'm just kidding. So what's up, guys? I'm Carson. I've been, you know, I'll turn 33, I guess, in 19 days here. Mr. Alex and I get to actually celebrate my birthday together, which is pretty cool. Originally, I'm from, you know, Calgary, Canada, but I don't know about the rest of the world. I don't do super well in cold weather. So I moved to Mexico 3 years ago, so much so that I uprooted my life and have sold my house in Canada, building a house here in Mexico, dating a Mexican girl. Life's a jam right now, my friend. I've been involved in fitness for 17 years. I mean, I've been playing sports. I was playing hockey as soon as I could walk and things like that. I've been skating. I know, big into sports, but really into fitness the last 17 years. I went through the classic, you know, went through some trauma. I was a small kid. I got bullied. I got picked on a lot. And I found the gym. The gym was my savior in a lot of ways. And now I live a life. I run a business here with my man, Mr. Alex, and we help transform people's lives, help them lose weight, help them really understand how good life can feel when you're fit and healthy. And that's kind of what really rooted me into it, was the gym was my savior. And now I just want to help people live a better and healthier life.
I love it. Well, you know, I want to bring up a couple points that you mentioned there. One of the things that you did mention is, you know, we are here to help people live a phenomenal, healthy, full life. But, you know, when people get started into fitness, when they really get started into personal development, I don't think people understand the concept of what that really fucking means, right? So my question for you is, obviously, when you first started, you are way different now than when you first started working out 17 years ago. So share with us, why did you start working out? Was the goal to be healthy and being your best self, or what was it different?
Cool. So a bit of a personal story here. The biggest thing that really got me into working out. So, you know, I went through some hard times in my early teenage years. From 12 to 13, I went through some sexual abuse. And, you know, when the town that I lived in found out about that, I became the target of bullying, of being picked on. I was the loser. I was the idiot. I was the one everyone called gay. And that really put me in a hard place in life, Alex. I struggled, man. I wanted to end my life. I was unhappy. I was depressed. And, you know, I watched a lot of movies when I was young. And, you know, I was a big fan of like the Rocky scenes and that kind of stuff. But one thing that really I just really took away from that point in my life was I went to the gym to get big. I went to the gym to get strong because I didn't want to be in a position where people had power over me. I didn't want to be in a position where people could pick on me. And when people pushed, I wanted to be able to push back. So that's where I started 17 years ago. That's where it all started. And through my 17 years, man, I've been through a ringer of different, you know, modalities and interests and even application in my training and in my fitness. And so, you know, from like 15 to early 20s, I was just working out, having fun, being a classic, you know, gym bro, that kind of stuff. And then I remember asking one day, I was like, why am I doing this? What's the point? And it was like, why don't you do a bodybuilding competition, Carson? So I did three competitions over about 5-year span from 21 to 26. And then I kind of fell out of it. I was like, okay, why am I putting my body through all this beating? Why am I beating it down? I don't actually feel good anymore. I was under, you know, I was taking a lot of the, you know, anabolics and growth hormone and everything I could get my hands on. I tried it. I just wanted to see, you know, the limits I could push my body to. But eventually I got to a point where my body was breaking down and I couldn't handle it anymore. It wasn't worth it. All the effort and the reward for 5 minutes of fame on stage, it wasn't my jam. So I kind of dipped out of that. I remember I did nothing for like 6 months. And then I really got into mobility and cardio health. And, you know, I really lost a lot of mass when I did that. And then I really started to take care of my body. I started to look at the longevity of it. How can I add more quality years to my life? How can I make my body feel this good for the rest of my life? So I started to explore other ways and other modalities to think about not just getting big and strong for now and having a six pack and being super lean and spending thousands of dollars a month on steroids to how can I actually feel good for the rest of my life? And now I train, you know, I do want to add some size on my body this year, but more importantly, I start to look at the longevity of things. So that's how I really changed. I got in the gym to get big and strong. I still enjoy being big and strong, but now I look at it from a framework of how do I use this to complement my life and make my life last longer versus nobody's going to fuck with me kind of idea.
Cool. I like that. I like that vibe. You know, thank you for the story and kind of give us a brief overview of kind of like what you've been through. But I want to dial it back a little bit, right? You mentioned to me at the beginning here that you went through some personal stuff, you know, sexual abuse when you're younger, right? Bullying got you into fitness. You watched a bunch of movies. Rocky was my jam too, right? You know, working out in the winter and stuff. And your goal was to get bigger, right? Yeah. Now, was the goal for you to get bigger for... Because I know, you know, me and Carson know each other pretty personally here, but you mentioned a few things to me over the years. Was your goal to start dating women? Was it to get stronger? Was it to prove the bullies wrong? Like, why did you start lifting weights?
Can it be all of them?
Yeah, 100%.
When you think about talking about women, like real quick, like that played such a role into it as well. Mm-hmm. Outside of the bullying and all the stuff that went on outside of that, like, I remember, like, bro, I wasn't an attractive kid. I was a chubby kid. Don't get me wrong. I definitely, you know, felt awkward around women. I definitely didn't know how to talk to women. And going to the gym really just gave me such a sense of myself and such a growth in confidence. There's one magical thing that happens when you lift weights and take care of yourself. Even if you don't see instant physical change, even if you just go to the gym for a week, man, your fucking confidence shoots through the roof because you've done something good for yourself. And the way that trickled through, man, yeah, I started to lift weights to date women too. Don't get me wrong. I didn't want to be the gay, quote unquote, the gay kid that everyone picked on. I'm not gay, but like I put that because that's everyone like framed me in that town. I wanted to fucking stand out, man. I wanted to be big. I want to be strong. I want to be attractive.
You know, it's funny, you know, you say that. It's like a lot of fucking guys think that, you know, going to the gym, getting bigger is just going to attract girls. It does the opposite. Like I attract more dudes trying to touch my fucking quads than girls any day. Right. Right.
Bro, it's just your quads are so juicy.
And it's just the truth of the matter. Right. So I think that's a really important point that you brought up. It's like, you know, you can have multiple reasons on why you need to go to the gym. And that was your driving force, but it's like that's your driving force, but it's like, do we really think about that a lot? Like, fuck, I'm curling so I can ask that girl out the bar. Like, I'm curling hundreds, right? That's the goal, right? We don't think about that. And so when you were going to the gym, right, and you were trying to, like, you know, essentially find yourself as a man at that point, right? You know, you're bullied. You really got shit on for your identity, being called homosexual, right? You know, trying to find, you know, dating yourself, finding yourself in the gym. But my question around that was like, okay, was that a positive thing or was it a toxic thing for you?
What's that? The picking up, going to the gym for girls?
Going to the gym for the girls. Was it a positive or toxic thing?
Oh, man. Wow, I never thought about that. Honestly, I think it would have, I know at the end of the day, I think it was actually something really positive because for me, especially because when I was going my early teenage years, I definitely had an identity loss, right? I was being bullied, all that stuff that I went through. I felt very lost and confused. And going to the gym, like I said, just really defined who I was. It allowed me to create an identity of who I wanted to be. So I look at it as a positive thing because you're right. I didn't go into the gym being like, oh, curls for the girls, you know, tries. I'm not going to say that one. That's the wrong one. That's the girls do tries for the guys, right? But for me, it was really like, I didn't really go into the gym thinking about women. I went into the gym thinking, how do I make this more about me? Mm. How do I build myself up? You know, if I get a bit leaner, if I get a bit bigger, I'll feel more confident. I'll feel more attractive. And the positive outcome on top of that was it boosted my confidence so that I had the ability to talk to more women. That I wasn't, you know, chasing the fat chicks. You know, I was going after the ones I actually felt attractive because I wasn't doing it on my own insecurities.
Mm. So it's fun. I'm going to challenge that belief pattern a little bit here, Carson. Like you, right? So, you know, we go to the gym to be confident, okay. Right? To build your self-esteem up so you can eventually, you know, attract your dream partner, right? But on the flip side, it's like, well, you know, did that build up your confidence to an extent in one way? And did it also bring up other insecurities in another way? Right. And now I'm right. And I can guarantee it because that's what fitness is about. It's like, man, once you start growing muscle, you're always that smaller guy, right? You're never ripped enough. You're never big enough. You're never good enough. You're never confident enough. You can never do the right thing. So there's rejection when it comes down to dating. So my question for you is like, when it comes down to your challenge, when it came to your fitness and mindset, of course, you know, your confidence has grown in one aspect, but where has it affected you in other areas that weren't healthy for you, right? We got the positives here, but there was also a negative about it. So what was that going on for you?
You make a good point, and I think this is one thing that is not understood is, right, we go to the gym to get stronger, to lose some weight, to see some tone, whatever it may be. But you're right, then it just opens a whole new can of worms of I'm never big enough, you know, I'm never lean enough, you know, I got to grow my legs because they're as juicy as Alex's, or, you know, I got to have, you know, a back that fucking has wings that I can fly. You know, I got to be lean like, you know, C-bomb or something like that and whatnot. So I think a lot of negativity comes from that because you often can sometimes become your own worst critic and you can see it from a point that you'll quote unquote never be good enough for yourself or something like that. And there's a lot of external pressure. Let me phrase that. There's a lot of external influence to look a certain way, to be a certain body fat percentage, to have a certain set of abs. And as I went through that, I think there was this, especially like since I was heavily involved in being a PT, helping people lose weight and in the bodybuilding scene, there was like, you're never going to be good enough until you're Mr. Olympia. And that just like, it creates this like negative spiral of no matter what I do, is it ever going to be enough? I think that's how I really would frame it. And for me, like some of the negative side effects that came from that was like, even to this day, it's like, bro, my calves are tiny. And I think I got to do everything in my power to grow them. And I've almost created a standard. Like if I don't have bigger calves, am I enough of a man? And that can be like a very negative side effect of going, I'm not necessarily going to the gym because I think there's a lot of like positive benefits, but like when you start to enter down this path, you start to really understand more about you. But one thing that isn't talked about enough is the more awareness that you have, even though it might be viewed through a negative lens, like, you know, as I said, you know, okay, I lost weight, I look better, you know, I'm more lean, I'm more toned, whatever it may be, I have more muscle mass. Yeah, that's great. And then we look at it from a point of, well, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not this, I'm not lean, and I'm not big enough. And then we look at it from another point. You have to see the positive in that because you can't live in that negative mindset. You have to see the positive and you have to look back at how far you've come. But where it can become negative is you become a self-analyzer. And I believe that to be something positive because now you always have a goal for something to reach for. And we've said countless times, the actual joy is in the program, or is in the process, not in the destination. And so always looking for something to improve, a bigger chest, bigger arms, bigger shoulders, is such a good thing. But the negative side effect is you have to develop such a strong mentality that you don't allow it to discourage you. You have to turn that into fuel, into motivation to want to push for more.
Well, and then it is all perspective, right? Because you can look at it from two points. You can have one person that looks at it as a negative thing, right? Wow, you're always chasing for more. You're never good enough. It's not a good thing. You are perfect the way you are. Or from the other perspective, it's like it's one of the best opportunities for growth, right? And the challenging part as coaches is coaching someone to have that belief that your lack of self-belief is the best thing for you. Because even though you told me that your calves will never be big enough, right? You're never strong enough. You're never lean enough. You're never big enough. Doesn't that fuel you to become a better person every single day? Why is that a negative thing? It's not a negative thing. It's only a negative thing if you make it into a negative thing. So for you, Carson, right, when it comes down to, you know, what the common theme that we're talking about here, yeah, you can get your physical training in, you can get your nutrition in, but what a lot of people miss is they miss that mindset, that personal development side that comes with on top of training. Like training is meant to supplement like your own personal growth. So throughout the years, throughout your 17 years being in fitness, what have you done for yourself when it comes to your personal development that you found started to empower you so you can be a better athlete in the gym and get better results long term? Because like you said, you went from like extremes, right? Getting big, going on steroids, competing, off it, mobility, now back to building a little bit of muscle. Where was the middle ground for you where you found yourself, where you could develop yourself into the best possible version that you can be? And you know, as he's thinking here, I'm just going to keep spilling out here. I told him I'm going to ask him deep, hard questions. So this is kind of fun for me to watch him think.
You know, I love to go deep. The middle ground. I think that's what I'm trying to really figure out, the middle ground. I think the biggest thing that I understood for myself was recognizing that before, my reason to want to change came from such a negative place, from trauma, from being unhappy, from, you know, just not being satisfied or even pleased with what I saw in the mirror. It was a very negative place. And I took a lot of actions and I did a lot of things from a negative place to try to create positivity. But you kind of said it yourself, it's all perspective. And so where I find my middle ground now is recognizing that the effort I put in every day comes from now a positive place. I actually love the way that I look right now. I'm not going to deny that. Like, I'm very pleased with my body. And so to me, that's such a healthy relationship that I have with myself. And so for now, when I look at growing or improving, like getting more lean or adding more mass or, you know, something bigger, arms, calves, whatever, it's like, I do it from like, yeah, I'm going to be fucking stoked for myself when I hit that, or, you know, when my arms is another centimeter bigger or something like that. And I look at it from an opportunity to grow, because when I go to the gym, it's not just about my body. It's about my mindset. It's about me stepping up to the plate, up to the challenge every single day. It's about me, and going to the gym creates such a positive trajectory of other good choices. Then I'm more focused on my nutrition. Then I focus more on my sleep and recovery. And through all of those external things that I'm doing, it automatically just gives me back self-love. It gives me care for myself. And so now I don't look at my desire to change from a negative place. I look at it from such a positive, what's next? What can I strive for next? What is the next best thing for me? And I'm now looking for more towards my future. And I don't think about my past very much anymore. And so for me, that perspective, that middle ground, is understanding that my choice to do something is no longer fueled from a negative perspective or a negative place. It all comes from like, I'm fucking stoked, but what more can we do? How much further can I challenge myself? How much more can I push myself? How much more can I grow? And that's where I think my middle ground is now.
Cool. Solid. But how did you get there?
Oh shit. Now you want to go.
How do you do it? Right. Oh, you know, it's good to hear about it. Right. Yeah. But this is a common theme in the gym community. We're fucking fighting demons.
Yeah.
Every fucking day. So how do you teach someone how not to fight their demons and be okay with themselves?
That's such
I'll
a...
Give you, I'll give you my answer right now as you think about it. Hire a fucking coach.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. Right? Yeah. I think like, you know, what's so positive about Carson, something that he doesn't talk about enough, in my opinion, is how much he invests into himself to get help.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of help, right?
Yeah, right? Spend like $3,000 a month on myself.
Yeah. And it's like more people need to be willing to do that to get the help that they need, because you're not meant to do this on your own. It's like personal development on your own is the hardest fucking thing in the fucking world, because you're like, you're trying to coach yourself, but you don't know what's best for yourself, because how are you supposed to know what's best for yourself if you don't have someone being honest with you? We're our own worst liars at the end of the day. I fucking lie to myself all fucking time. What is really my, yeah, my girlfriend calls it delusional fucking confidence. I'm delusional.
Well, I've known you longer than your girl, and I think it is truly delusional confidence.
It is delusional confidence, because that's just how I think. I think I can do everything and do everything and take everything on. And the truth is that it just doesn't work like that. And when shit fucks up, I'm still like, I fucking got it. I don't know what you're talking about. Right. But for you.
So the biggest thing that I did was I'll share a brief little story. Is I remember right in my early 20s when a lot of my healing started. When I say that is like, I hired a therapist. I went to counseling. I hired a bodybuilding coach. I hired a mobility coach. I hired a full-time chiro to work on me. I did all of these things because I had to be that. And through the years, I mean, a decade, what am I? I'll be 33 in 19 days. And I think about it. I started my therapy when I was 21 years old. So for 12 years, I've been going to therapy or hiring coaches. And over the years, I've learned the value of having a professional help you. Because guys, the way I look at it is like, if you have no idea how to lose weight, why do you think you can do it on your own? If you have no idea how to mentally heal or work through your shit, how the hell do you expect to do it on your own? You have to learn that somewhere. And unfortunately, those skills are not taught as our day-to-day education when we're growing up. So I think it's really important, you said it right, is like hiring someone. You have to work with someone that knows what they're doing and can really help you.
Hey, I just want to give a personal shout out to Rogelio for tuning in on Instagram. What's up, brother? Nice to see you.
Oh, it's Roy here. Fuck, the man. Yeah. You know what? I got to give a shout out to Roy. He was such a gift in my healing journey as well.
Yeah, mine too. Huge, huge, bro. Much love to you, brother. So I love that, right? I think you bring a good perspective on that. But my question now for you is this. Then what's your own potential limit? You've gone through so much growth over the last 17 years. What would you describe as your own potential limit?
I honestly think I'm completely unstoppable now. Honestly, like, you ask what is my potential limit? I'm fucking limitless, bro.
You know, the reason why I asked that question mainly, it's because everyone has a limit, right? Now, what I mean by that, the limit that we set upon ourselves is all based on our head, right? We're only capable of so much. So if we have unlimited potential, if you believe you have unlimited potential, what do you feel like then is your holdback from accomplishing all your goals?
Cool. Since we were talking a little bit about Roy, I'm just going to share a little story here real quick. Mm-hmm. Roy had me, I hope he's still here watching too. Roy helped me discover one of the most powerful tools for myself. Mm-hmm. Roy helped me discover that I was enough. Not enough for you, Alex. Not enough for anyone listening. Not enough for my mom. Not enough for my partner. But more importantly, enough for myself. And so to answer your question, you said, you know, what is it that I'm capable of? How do I get here? Every single day, I just remind myself of one simple thing. Carson, you're fucking enough. Enough to do whatever you want. Because you have the tools. You have the resources. I can go on and on. But at the end of the day, I look down and I'm like, wow, look at what I've overcome. Look at where I sit. Look at what I've done. What the fuck is next? Shit. Is there any more challenges life wants to throw? Like, I just feel ready for it. And so what is my limit? Really, I don't know if I have one. But the biggest thing that used to hold me back was that I didn't believe that I was enough to do anything. And so now I'm finally there. And I've seen exponential growth since finding that self-discovery and Roy helping me find that.
I love that, guys. I love that. And like, you know, I'm a big believer in this. Your foundation is your body. Your foundation is your health, right? You got to be in good capability to put the other work in. And if your body isn't there, if you ain't healthy, it's really difficult to do that, because there's no bigger form of self-love than giving love back to yourself. So guys, well, what I want to say is thank you to Carson for coming on to this podcast episode and dropping some perspective and value. Where can they find you, Carson?
Oh, goodness. Just send Alex a message. No, I'm just kidding, guys. You can find me on Instagram at carson.norheim.fit. You can find me on Facebook at Carson Norheim. You can find me on TikTok at carson.norheim.fit, I think, anyways. Yeah, I can't even remember my handle. And if you ever feel inspired, you can also check out my podcast at Theory Fitness Podcast on Spotify.
I love it, guys. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys got major value from that, do not hesitate to DM Carson. Let him know your biggest takeaways. Do not hesitate to DM me. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the I Am Undeniable podcast. Much love, and we will see y'all tomorrow.